Welcome to Strong Tower Radio Feature. I'm your host, Tom Majeure. I am super excited about this segment. Let's have a word of prayer first. Father in heaven, we are all part of your family, men and women, boys and girls. God made men and women unique and special, fulfilling a God-ordained role. Be with our guest today as she shares this exciting announcement for our women in the audience. Lord, be with us. Grant us your peace. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm your host, Tom Majeure. We're going to be talking about a women's retreat. Not only is it a women's retreat, but it is a Three Angels Broadcasting women's retreat. And to tell us about that is Jill Marconi of Three Angels Broadcasting Network. Welcome to Strong Tower Radio, Jill.
Thank you so much, Brother Tom. It's a privilege to be here. We love and appreciate Strong Tower, that's for sure.
It's definitely a mutual appreciation.
Praise the Lord.
Tell us about this women's retreat. There are women's retreats, and you know, just Jill, as I've observed, at least in our local area, the men go for one day and they're done. But the women, they go for a whole weekend and they don't want to go home. But there's something, a difference between a men's retreat and a women's retreat. Each one has a special place for it. Tell us about the 3ABN women's retreat and why we're doing it and what's the theme.
Thank you so much, Brother Tom. Yes, the theme is Out of the Shadows, and I'll get to that theme in just a moment. But as far as why we are doing it, I would say, this is from Jill's perspective, I am passionate about women's ministry. Had the privilege and opportunity of sharing at women's conferences, women's retreats all around the world. And as I go and travel and speak and share with the woman, I'm reminded of what God wants to do in our hearts and in our lives. First of all, we're all the same. God made us the same at some level inside, and God wants to work to bring healing and transformation. So many times there's pain in the past, or there's some sort of brokenness. Sometimes we're so active and busy in ministry, we feel like we pour out to everyone else. But who's going to pour into us? How do we receive that in our own hearts and lives? Because you can only give what you have first received from Jesus. So as we share with women, I have seen the power of God at work, the power of the Holy Spirit. When women come together for the purpose of seeking God, opening up His Word to discover what He has for us in His Word, praying together, and there's healing and transformation that only God alone can do. None of us can bring any sort of healing or transformation. God's the one who does that. I think the world has kind of hijacked what God intended woman to be all along. You know, in the world's mindset, women are, we say, catty, women backbite, some women gossip. That's all the negative that Satan wants to get in there. But in God's plan, God called us to be sisters in Jesus because we're all daughters of Him. And so the privilege of women coming together, I have seen such brokenness change to healing and victory. I have seen addictions break and those bands, as it were, of Satan that hold us fast just shattered. I have seen transformation take place because of the power of God's Word. When God's Word is shared, it never returns void, but it always accomplishes what God has set forth for it to accomplish. So it is a beautiful, incredible thing to witness God's plan for women to support one another, to pray for one another, to have each other's back, and to just walk through that journey together. Those relationships that are formed at those conferences can last a lifetime of encouragement and sharing with each other. Plus, the transformation that God wants to work in our lives, that lasts a lifetime as well. I know a lot of times people say, well, women's ministry is just about tea parties. You know how people say that. Okay, we're just going to wear pink and have a tea party. But there's so much depth that can be discovered because God's Word is powerful. And as women, as we get into the Word, study the Word, learn how to study the Word, learn how to share that with others, and then ourselves be equipped and edified to share that with others. That is the power of women's ministry from, I think, the way that God wants us to look at it. So out of that concept, wow, this is what God can do with women's ministry, and this is the incredible power of God's Word at work in a woman's heart and life. The transformation God can do in marriages, I have seen after retreats, marriages mended and children and parents working better together and relationships healed. So what God can do. So we're doing, this is the first ever 3ABN Women's Conference. And the reason we want to do it is because we've seen the power of women's ministry combined with the Word of God and the anointing power of the Holy Spirit, that we want lives changed and transformed. We believe we're living, as it were, in the toenails of the Daniel 2 image. Jesus is coming soon, and this is an opportunity for women to come together to receive what God has for us so that we can be changed inside, from the inside out, not just saying, okay, accept a set of doctrines and then you're good. God wants to come in. God wants to change us. God wants to revive us. God wants to renew in us a spirit of ministry and outreach and evangelism so we can share that with someone else. So the theme is out of the shadows, because women were never created to live in the shadows, carrying those burdens of fear and disappointment, exhaustion, hidden pain. We pour out to others, but we want to be poured in ourselves. So this is a weekend of getting into the Word of God and opening up. We're going to walk through the stories of six different biblical women to see what God has for us. We're going to look at God Sees the Hidden Heart. That's the story of Hagar. Healing in His Presence, the story of the woman with the issue of blood. From Shame to Grace, the story of the woman caught in adultery. Remembering Who You Are, the story of the Samaritan woman at the well. From Fear to Freedom, Esther's courage to stand up for such a time as this. And then walking in the light, how we don't live in darkness. God calls us to come out of that. And how we learn to walk daily in the light of God's truth and the beauty of His purity and carrying His presence with us. So those are the six main keynotes. Sessions. We have different breakout sessions on God's call to heal on purpose, the healing God wants to do in our lives and hearts as women. We're going to look at how we hold on in faith for the miracles we cannot see, what happens when it seems like your prayers are not answered, and how do we reach out by faith. We're going to take a look at the identity crisis. Who am I in Christ? What is my value in Jesus? And we're going to talk about spiritualism in the media. So many different breakout sessions as well. We have an incredible lineup of speakers. Shelley Quinn's going to be sharing. Reese Rafferty will be sharing. Yvonne Shelton will be sharing. Tammy Conway, she's a pastor's wife from your conference, I think, Michigan Conference. Sister Blessings Wynn will be sharing. She comes from California. Melody Mason will be sharing. And I'll be sharing as well as Sister Sandra Lee Perryman Mars. She's a powerful woman of faith, and she's the Women's Ministry Director for the Texas Conference. The Women's Ministry Retreat will be held in the Texas Conference, and we're so grateful for Sister Sandy just opening up and the partnership together with that.
You know, I'm listening to the persons that you're focusing on, those six women.
Yeah.
just amazing. If I was to make that list, it's amazing you have Samaritans. You have non-Israelites, non-Jews, people who you say out of the shadows. These people were definitely in the shadows. I mean, think about Hagar. And yes. I mean, if I was to list out the six women, they would all be high-ranking people of the Bible. But these guys wouldn't all make it.
No, you're right, because we think of Mary, the mother of Jesus. Yes. We would think of Deborah, who helped lead them into battle. We would think of those, Huldah the prophetess. But we wanted to focus on women with a past. Women who had pain in their lives, women who felt alone, forsaken, or abandoned, and to recognize that God sees you too. God sees each one in our brokenness, and God says you don't have to stay there. There can be healing, there can be forgiveness. There can be restoration and reconciliation. So no matter where we came from, it does not determine who we are in Jesus today.
Wow, that's totally powerful. I think about, Jill, the fact that you've spoken at these women conferences around the world, and you can bring if you stay in one place all the time, you are in a single culture. But that cross-pollination that you've seen, you must have seen with all these conferences, you bring back many valuable traits to inculcate into this conference.
Yeah, it's powerful. The most valuable thing I've learned is that God is at work. God is powerful, and to watch him do the work to bring the deliverance and healing is powerful. So we're going to have a prayer room that's part of the women's conference experience. We'll have some worship music that's part of the conference experience, where we get together and we worship God together. We're going to have a Q&A that's part of the conference experience, where the women can ask their questions of the different speakers and have a panel. We're going to have, besides the main sessions and the breakout and the prayer time, there'll also be individual time where the speakers can share and spend time praying with the women who come. And there's a time to make new friends and to join together. So that's just the beauty of it. We will be recording, so that will be available, of course, on 3ABN sometime as well. But the purpose is to bring the women together. Now, we're only going to have, for the first conference here, Brother Tom, 500 women. So we're capping it at 500 women since it's the first one, and we're still learning what we're doing, so we didn't want to go larger than that. But 500, and that way that will give some individual time as well. We are so grateful. If I can give a shout-out to the church, we're going to the Edinburgh Seventh-day Adventist Church that's in Edinburgh, Texas, and it's way south. And it's a good time of year to go south because we're doing the conferences November 6th through 8th. So that's coming this fall, November 6th through 8th. And that time of year, it's a good time to go south because it'll be warmer and we can enjoy that as well. So just a special thank you to the church there, Pastor Bogdan Platten. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing his name correctly, but he is the senior pastor there at the Edinburgh Seventh-day Adventist Church. He and the women's ministry leader there, Sister Lucy, they've just been praying for God to open up these doors for the ministry. So excited for the 3ABN Women's Conference to be held there. So just very grateful for all the work they're doing to put in for the conference as well.
The thought came to mind is you can be a snowbird for a weekend, and we know about snowbirds in Michigan.
See, it's a good time of year to go south. That's right.
So why don't you share about how ladies can be a part of this particular wonderful weekend, Out of the Shadows with 3ABN Women's Conference Retreat.
Absolutely. So the best way is our website, So we have a special website built specifically for the Women's Conference. That website is 3ABN, the number 3, and then ABN, womensconference.com. So that's 3ABN Women's, WOMENS, Conference, CONFERENCE.com. So all the information is there. You can look at the home page. That will give you the schedule. You can look at the registration page. Now, registration is required. And the early bird registration, I'm not sure when this airs, but the early bird registration ends July 3rd. But that doesn't mean you only have until July 3rd to register. The regular registration ends September 30. And then the late registration is October 19. All of that's on the website, but the point is the sooner you register, of course, the cheaper it is, which is a blessing. So all the registration is on there. You just enter your name and all of that information and the payments there. Then if you look at the attending tab at the top of their website, that website there, the 3abnwomensconference.com, it has the menu. There'll be catered meals. We got a chef locally there who's going to provide plant-based meals for us for the weekend. So you can read the menu on there. Then it has the airport information with a recommended airport to fly into, as well as the hotel information. Now, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I'm looking at it now, 5 hotels listed on the website that we've already reserved the room block at a special discounted rate, but you'll need to either register that online or call them and ask for the 3ABN Women's Conference discount. In addition, sometimes women say, well, I want to be paired with a roommate, and I love to do that. And it's a way to get to know another woman and to have extra time together and to split the cost of the hotel room, which is a gift, too. So we have a special Facebook group that's developed just for that, where women can connect with women and share, be roommates for the weekend. So that's on the website as well. It's a private Facebook group, not an open one. So you can just click on that link and get that. And some people say, well, I really don't want to put any information online, and I'm not comfortable with that. You can always call us at 3ABN, and we have all of the information there as well. So that would be 618-627-4651. That number again is 618-627-4651. And when you call in, you can either press extension 2, which reaches our call center, and the ladies there are ready to register people if they call in, or you can ask for Christina, and she and Jasmine are helping to coordinate it from 3ABN side, and they could answer any other questions you have about it as well. So that would be the basic information, 3abnwomensconference.com, or just calling us at 3ABN, 618-627-4651. It's just a time where we can come together and experience the healing that God wants to bring.
Well, you've been listening to Jill Marconi of 3ABN Network, and we've enjoyed this. She's talking about the first ever 3ABN Women's Conference that's going to be in Texas in November 6th through 8th. And there's early bird registration going on even as we speak. And Jill, just thank you so much for telling us about Out of the Shadows Women Retreat that you will be putting on.
Thank you so much, Brother Tom. It's a privilege to talk and share about this exciting initiative, and we just pray God's blessing over you and the team there at Strong Tower Radio.
Likewise, we send our blessings to 3ABN, our network, and the work that each one of you are doing, and we enjoy the programs, especially the 3ABN Sabbath School panel.
Praise the Lord. It's a privilege to learn from my brothers and sisters on the panel, that's for sure. I learn a great deal.
Amen. God bless. Until next time. Bye now.